Maybe it's just me, but I am surprised that actors are still asking me about whether or not they need a website. Come on, people, this is 2021, the last time I checked, and we need to get it together. Yes, you need a website. It's just as important as your picture, your resume, and your tap shoes. Okay, the tap shoes are optional. So let's have this conversation and answer the question, why an actor's website? On this episode of Casting Actors Cast, the podcast video or patio for actors.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting director with the McCorkle Group in New York. How are you? Welcome to this episode. If you're just new or you're just joining us with Casting Actors Cast, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. This is the place where we answer questions, where we work with actors in providing up-to-the-minute, really useful, I think anyway, information, tips, suggestions on having the better acting career. And I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I've been doing this podcast, this patio, for a couple of years now, and I couldn't be more excited. I still get so thrilled to have this opportunity to be able to speak with you. So thank you for joining us. You can check out more information at the website, castingactorscast, allonword.com. There's all kinds of stuff there. One thing that you're going to find is a place where you can fill out a form that says, dive into the talent pool. That never gets old, right? But if you do that, that's also going to open up some freebies for you. I wrote a book on voiceover work called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. That's available for you. There's a downloadable YouTube video. You don't have to download it. You could just watch it, called Casting Director Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know. That's there as well. Plus, I have what's called Jeff's Jots, which are show notes and information about previous podcast episodes, previous patios. It really is a great way to sort of have a tangible piece of paper in your hand that gives you the outline of how I broadcast these shows. And getting that information in writing might be a really helpful thing for you to sort of even increase your enjoyment and your ability to join our team of professional actors who are now signed in and doing really, really well, by the way. I'm hearing from actors all of the time. Also, my quick shout out to Actors Connection. I'll be teaching some Actors Connection classes coming up in April, so I invite you to check them out at actorsconnection.com/New York. As you know, Actors Connection is a really great place where professionals in the industry are actually teaching classes. They're doing it virtually now, but we're talking about webinars. We're talking about really amazing classes in specialty techniques, whether it be puppetry, whether it be auditioning for film and television projects like I'm teaching, or, you know, even doing voiceover work. actorsconnection.com/New York. I'm also excited to tell you that the National Monologue Slam for the month of March is happening on March 30th. So I encourage you to check that out. On the 28th, which is a Sunday evening, there's also, it's sort of an introductory. So there's a class, you can sort of see what happens in the Monologue Slam. You get to meet the judges. Yours truly will be judging once again at the National Monologue Slam. It's really a fun event. So if you've got a monologue and you want to get some feedback and you want to do it in a fun way with a bunch of other like-minded actors, this is really a cool, fun thing for you to do as well. It's very reasonably priced, and I just encourage you to check it out first, see some of the testimonials of those folks. You're going to have a really, really, I think, great time with that. So that's the National Monologue Slam. That's taking place on March 30th, and that preparation date is on the 28th, as I said.
Have a question for Jeffrey? Just go to castingactorscast.com and use the comment form. Jump into the talent pool. It's easy. Here's Jeff with this week's questions.
And this letter comes from Marla Freeman. Thank you so much for sending the letter, Marla. I'd like to read it to our audience. And I think it's a really excellent tip. I just wanted to pass that along. Marla writes, "Hi, Jeffrey. I was listening to your podcast, and you mentioned that casting directors look for your reputation as well. This may be a silly question, but if one is fairly new and does not have much of a reputation yet, good or bad, would it help getting a quote from a couple of directors I have worked with and put them on my resume? This way everyone knows what a sweet and wonderful person I am." And a little smiley face. "Thank you, Marla, for the question. Here's my answer. I think that that's an excellent idea. Why not? Your resume is your one-page layout about you. So if you had some quotes from directors that you've worked with, even better if they're directors that are relatively known, then by all means, I think a couple of lines or two about you would be a really excellent way of filling out the resume and letting us know that you are a professional and have had some really great directors. So great idea, great suggestion. Thank you very much. You too can get your questions answered by going to castingactorscast, all one word, at gmail.com. So let's get to the subject at hand, shall we? Websites. You need a website. And here are the five reasons that you need a website. Number one. A central location for all your performance media. That means your social media, your video media, your blog. It really is great to have a single place where other people can go to get more information about you. That's absolutely number one. Number two, it's an easy way to contact you if you have a searchable name.com. You know, if you have a weird name for your website, that's not going to be that helpful. But I use... Many times I just Google search somebody that I'm looking for, and the first thing that comes up is their website. I go right to their website. I get immediately the information that I need. So think of it as the new Yellow Pages. If you're old enough to remember Yellow Pages, then you know that having a website is really, really essential just for an immediacy in case I need to get a hold of you right away or your name pops into my head and I'm working on a project. It really is just a great resource tool for me to be able to find you in a very, very easy way. It's also a great resource for finding more out about you. This is a wonderful actor, but do they sing? Oh, this is a great singer, but do they act? Where did they go to school? Might I know a director that they've worked with? It just becomes really easy for me to find out that information. Now, as a casting director, I can tell you it is our job, it is our responsibility to have as much information about you as possible. I would rarely bring in an actor that I don't know whose work is going to be not only right for the role, but can work and play well with others. And sometimes the website gives me that additional information. So I encourage you to think about that. It's just a way for finding out more about you. Also, a website is a statement about you as a professional in the business. So it's not just about you, it's also about your professionalism in the business. What kind of work have you done? Are you going to be skilled at the job that I have and the requirements that are needed? So a website being a statement is about you as a professional, not necessarily something that's personal. Definitely not a fan page, right? You know the difference, right? So the fan page is for your family and friends, and maybe as people are interested in you that they can gravitate to, that's great. This is something different. It's a professional page that provides the information I might be looking for. So use that as a default filter as you're putting together a website for the first time, or if you're choosing to go back and maybe retool that website, now is a perfect time to do that. Okay, number five, the website is promotional branding gold for you to get the word out about your career. So for example, if you blog, if you've just finished a project, Maybe you've done something for film or television. Maybe you've got a new piece of video that you might want to promote or show. That's the greatest thing. Your personal brand and reinforcing that brand with some of those job or employment opportunities, that is just absolutely sensational. A working actor is a much more attractive actor than a non-working actor. And I have always said, work begets work. It's always true, and certainly in my acting career, I always seemed to get a lot more opportunities when I was working. Stuff just kind of kept on coming in. Those periods where I wasn't working that much and sort of I'm hearing crickets out there. Wow. It seemed like the crickets got louder and louder over a longer period of time. So the website now is there to help keep your name, your energy, your persona, your professional career going. So that's what the website is for. Now, here are five things not to include on your website, okay? You with me? These are things that you don't want to put on your website, please. Don't put old pictures or old resumes on your website. I think that goes without saying. I do not need to see your high school graduation picture in the photo section of your website, if that's the way you've designed it. Doesn't really help me that much. I need to know what you look like now. So the latest, best headshot. If you had some really good headshot sessions, this is a perfect opportunity for to show me a couple of different looks, three or four, maybe more. You have a great place where you can put your headshots so that I can really get a better idea about you visually from your picture. Please do not put auditions that you submitted for jobs. Please don't do that. We've gotten into some serious trouble because if you are using your website to show us auditions you've submitted for, especially if they are new projects, you might get into some serious trouble. The purpose of a self-submitted video is that we want to see if you are capable of playing the part. And if you put that material out there, you have not been given permission to do that. So don't let that kind of ruin your day, so to speak. Make sure that if you are going to do something like that, which I don't suggest you do, but you've got to make sure that you have some kind of permission to do it. It might be just a fantastic submission and you're really excited about it. But generally speaking, you submitting yourself for jobs is not that special to put on your website unless it's showing something very, very unique or something very, very specific about you. Be really careful about that because if you're not doing really excellent, very, very good production on your self-submitted videos and you sort of just throw your auditions up there, I think you're going to find that that is more of a turn off than a turn on. Please do not put production stills that are not really excellent on your website. Now, I know we're so proud of a lot of our university work. If you're coming out of a training program, maybe there are some production skills from some of those projects that you have. But I hate to be brutal about this, but I'm just being straight up honest with you. Sometimes those production stills are not really well done. They don't look that professional. Maybe it's you and the cast of, you know, 20 other people in the musical and I can barely make you out. That's not helping you very much. You don't need to prove that you've been in the production. It's on your resume. I can see that you've done that. But unless there's something compelling or really interesting or helpful, then by all means, then do go ahead and put yourself out there on those production shots, but filter it through that professional lens if you would. Finally, what not to do? No, there's two more. This is number four. Personal information that is not related does not go on your website. Again, this is a professional presentation, so I don't want to see your home address. I don't need that information. You don't need to give all of your sizes, your weight, your eye color. I mean, I can discern all of those things pretty much. Your height is one thing that I would love to have. But even then, some agents don't like it, people putting their height on their resume. I prefer it. I like it. But be really careful because the website is there for public consumption. Be really careful about giving us too much information about you. Filter it through that professional lens and you're going to be much better off. And finally, the last thing about not putting on your website is make sure that you don't have a fan blog, or be careful about social media cross-links like your Instagram account or your YouTube videos. Those kinds of things really diminish your professionalism, in my view. And unless they're really well done, unless they're really cleanly laid out, you know, I think that you'd be better off to refrain from that, keeping it clean and simple. And this brings me, of course, to the next section of our patio today about having your website. These are five things that are definitely needed on your website. Five things that are definitely needed on your website. Number one, clean, professional, not overly produced graphic styles. That's what I need to see. Very clean, very professional. You know, you can have fun with your fan website somewhere else, but make sure that the person who's looking at this is going to get a little more information about you, but it's information that relates to you as a professional. Number two, make sure that you have current information for contacting you or connecting with you. You can have your social media if you have a Facebook page, for example, but your email address. Some people are reluctant to put their phone numbers on that. I agree. I'm a little hesitant about saying, yeah, you should put your phone number on it. I will say this, though. If you have a cell number and you can block calls, or there's an intrusive person on the other end making calls, then you might, you know, prefer to block that person and not use it. But saying that everybody should put their cell phone on it might not be the coolest idea. Because you want to make sure you stay up on it. Like if, for example, something really great happens for you and now you become sort of known, maybe you're reaching some level of celebrity status, clearly you want to make sure you don't have your personal phone number on there. Right? Makes sense, I think. But I wouldn't just say don't do it. I'm just saying think about how that's going to be dealt with if something uncomfortable or unprofessional happens there. So maybe an email address is going to suffice and maybe you'll be satisfied with that. I get it. And that makes sense. Finally, if you're going to be blogging, a lot of actors like to blog about their acting careers. I think that's, you know, interesting and that can be kind of fun. It's okay. But make sure you're current with it. I looked at an actor's website a few days ago. And their last entry was last Thanksgiving. Okay. That didn't kind of inspire me for that actor. See what I'm saying? Also, demo reels. All of these demo reels can be done on a separate page on your website. For example, your acting reel, your voiceover reel, your modeling, your singing. All of those things are very, very easy to navigate by having them on separate pages. I'm not saying you should have each one of those on separate pages, but you just might want to figure out if you have tabs, for example, that maybe you have a tab called demo work. And then maybe that would be, you know, a couple of scenes that you have booked. Maybe that's where you did a nightclub performance and you've got a really nice, decent, professionally edited video there. Those are the kinds of things that you can have on a single tab if you choose to do so. Make sure that it's just easy for me to get to. Let me get to that information that I'm looking for as quickly as possible. And then number five, please have a downloadable, clickable PDF of your resume. I don't have to see the whole resume on a single page or a single tab. But if you say, click here for a downloadable PDF, click, and there's your one-page resume that I can print off really quickly. Boy, you know what? I use that feature a lot. It's just a down and dirty way. I can just get your information really quick. I can run that into a producer or a director, or I can put that in the file. It really is a great tip right there if you follow through. So I think there's some really great tips there. Hopefully, if I've done my job today, you have a really good idea about why you need an actor's resume, why it can absolutely benefit you, as long as you do it in a professional, upscale way, that the information is there for other professionals to consume, not a fan page. I think you're going to be in really, really good shape. So I think we can all agree that a website is an important tool for casting. It's also a really great tool for representation. It's also a great tool for producers to get in touch with you, or for producers to just want to learn more about you. Bottom line, in my view, just take the time to do it right. And then you are going to be ready for the next best opportunity to come your way. I hope that's been helpful to you. Please consider letting me know if you liked this episode by going to castingactorscast@gmail.com. That's my Gmail, my email address. Also, you could leave a note on the website, castingactorscast.com. So I hope that you're going to come back. I hope that you're going to join us again. Jump into the talent pool with the amazing amount of actors. We're over 45,000 downloads of the podcast right now, and I couldn't be more excited. So come on and join us. I think you're going to find it to be a really nice place to take a dive. Did that make sense? I hope so. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.